Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. October 31st, y'all. Veils are thin. It's Halloween or Samhain, depending on where you're from. We might say it a little bit differently. It's the day, the night where we celebrate the passing of life into new life. Connect with your ancestors. A couple years ago, I did this. Oh my gosh, 3 years ago now. I did this and I started to work with the runes, and it's been amazing. Tomorrow, we're going to go over one of the runes. But right now, we are going to revisit the tarot card for October, which was the Nine of Cups, and draw one for November. The Nine of Cups, the cards I use here, are called the Wild Unknown Tarot by Kim Kranz. They're awesome. She's awesome. Love it. They're simple, but direct. Nine of Cups. Remember October? Yeah, I got COVID, but I would say that I also definitely experienced the energy of the Nine of Cups, and I hope you did too. Bliss, harmony. Here's what it says. At last, the card of wishes come true. When the Nine of Cups appears, worries and fears will be cast away. A new phase of peace and harmony awaits. The world seems to be granting your every wish. Good health, happiness, and even material gains are headed your way. Enjoy. Breathe that in and feel your inner bliss and harmony. Let your outside world reflect the inside world. And now for the card for November for us. We got the Two of Wands. The Two of Wands is determination and direction. I kind of love that we got a two because we're in the 11th month, which is one and one. That equals two in most maths. Here's our message. With the Two of Wands, it's clear you're on your way to success. You've focused on a goal and have boldly pointed all efforts in that direction. Since the Suit of Wands deals heavily with the mind, take this time to become aware of your thought patterns, specifically toward yourself. What is the quality and tone of your thoughts? Mostly positive or negative? How well do you treat yourself on the journey to your highest dreams? I would say that the Suit of Wands is actually more about spirit and psychology, but that is what this speaks to. I mean, the mind is psychology, but it is the spiritual aspect of our lives. Take this time to bring awareness to your thoughts, to your patterns. And notice if you want to bring those patterns forward or leave them behind. Enjoy this month. Let me know what you think. Go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways and we can do a session using cards, using runes, or simply using my amazing gift of listening and actually caring, genuinely actually giving more than a shit. Until next time, I'm sending you all the love and then some more. We'll talk about the rune you us tomorrow.
Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.